Welcome back to the NewsHour. Today we are talking with the new director of the Krannert Art Museum on the campus of the University of Illinois, John Seidel, who is here for the first time on our program. John, thanks so much for joining us, and welcome to see you.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to be here.
You're not entirely new. You've been here a few months now, but I'm glad to finally have you here with us.
Yes, showed up in February.
Do you feel settled into the community now? You come here by the way of the East Coast. You were previously in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to learn about Champaign-Urbana. It's an incredibly busy, interesting, complicated place. So getting settled for sure, but I think it takes probably a full year to really kind of understand the community.
But you seem to be off and running already with the art museum, a new $10 million campaign, new initiatives to bring students into the museum. What would you say has been your focus so far since you've taken over and as you move into your rest of your first year?
So one of the things I love about the museum is that we have two really basic audiences, right? We serve the faculty, staff, and students of the University of Illinois. That's what all campus museums do. But we have an equally important role of serving the community of East Central Illinois. So I love that. And there's some interesting tensions there, right? Because academic museums sometimes need to focus on very scholarly things. But then we also really need to appeal to this broad public. The museum is there for everyone. We're free and open to the public. We want everyone to feel comfortable inside. So a lot of the things I've been thinking about are ways to open up the museum a little bit more. One thing that we, you know, have not maybe focused on as much as we should are undergraduates. We do great job of bringing in the students for classes. So they see the museum as associated really with their coursework. But we want them to also think of the museum as a place for fun, for leisure, for exploration, for relaxing. I mean, one thing we hear all the time about museums nowadays is that one of the main reasons people show up is because they just need to chill out, right? There's a lot of stress in the world these days, and museums do a great job of letting people like slow down, relax, communicate with the people they've come in with. And we want to make sure that Krannert Art Museum can serve that role as best as possible.
It's interesting that you say that people need a place to slow down, because we are inundated so much with media, and I realize I'm part of that, but just media in general. There's a lot coming at our eyes all the time and screens. What's in the Krannert Art Museum generally doesn't move. It's still, it's meant to be contemplated for a while, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that a lost thing now in our culture?
Well, I think it's, I think there are a lot of people who don't have that in their lives, that don't have it regularly in their lives. But you see when people show up to the museum, immediately the attitude shifts, right? You can see people kind of relax. We see people slow down, start talking to one another in different ways. I mean, really interacting with the works of art. It's great.
John Seidel is with us. He's the director of the Krannert Art Museum. There's some upcoming exhibitions that open a week from today: Blue and White Ceramics, An Enduring Global Obsession, and Between the Buildings, Art from Chicago. What's behind these exhibitions and why you brought them here?
So one of the things I love about Krannert Art Museum is that we have an amazing collection. We have 10,000 objects. There's so many stories we can tell without even having to bring something in from the outside. So our curators, Maureen Warren, in the case of Blue and White, and Katie Coca-Polite for the Chicago show, took a deep dive into our storage, and they just started to look at the collection. So Blue and White takes this kind of concept, right? Chinese ceramics, this beautiful blue and white porcelain, emerges in the 1300s and becomes this global obsession. It becomes a focus of trade. It also becomes a focus for imitation all over the world. So what Maureen's done is not just focus on Asian ceramics, but everyone in the world who's been working on blue and white. And it's really interesting once she started to dig through the collection, how many great stories and how many objects were there from all over the world. So it's a really simple idea that tells this really interesting, complicated global story. And then Chicago, I think, you know, one of the things, and this is interesting for someone coming from the East Coast, I always knew that there was a kind of movement of art in Chicago that was different from what was happening in the rest of the country, right? This important Midwestern center. But I never really understood what it was about. And, you know, sometimes you hear things about, oh, there's this group called the Monster Roster, or this group called the Imagists. But what Katie's shown is that there's an incredibly interesting, really kind of diverse thing happening from the 1920s through the 1980s. totally different from what's happening in New York and Los Angeles. The artists, in fact, don't even seem to care that much about what's happening in these other places. And it turns out Cranford Art Museum has a really great collection of these works that we hadn't really brought out in a long time. And what I loved about about the way Katie's organized the show is that the first half kind of tell, if you know the story already, she tells you the story that you know or you think you know. It's, you know, the main major artists, the traditional narrative, and then the second gallery, she actually picks the whole thing apart. She kind of turns the whole thing a little bit upside down and asks a lot of interesting questions and shows an even more diverse range of art. So really, really smart, thoughtful show.
We're visiting with John Seidel. He's the director of the Cranert Art Museum. When you came to Cranert, what did you know Cranert Art Museum's reputation and reach to be?
So, I mean, it definitely has a national reputation, like absolutely. I mean, I knew this museum for 20 years. I knew its collection, some really great works of art that just I think anybody who's in the world of art knows about, but also the exhibitions. They've done really important national exhibitions, like the World on the Horizon show, this African art project that just concluded, is on this national tour. It's at the Smithsonian. It's going out to UCLA out in California. And that those projects were things that I knew about. What I didn't know, and that was actually a wonderful pleasure to discover when I got here, is how beloved the museum is in the community, that it really does have a community audience in addition to a university audience. So that was incredibly gratifying and something I'm really looking forward to building on.
An opening celebration happens also with these exhibits that begin on August 30th. What are you doing there?
So, I mean, we're having our traditional members opening, but then it's followed by something brand new called CamFest, which is focused on introducing new students to the university, to the museum, to their museum. So it's going to be a big party that goes from 7 to 9 o'clock, free tacos, screen printing of tote bags. I mean, it's going to be a really interesting, fun event and focused on art making and socializing. There'll be bands in the galleries. I mean, it's really meant to show the museum as a place for them, for their experiences, for their fun, for their joy, for their pleasure.
Lots of new things coming at the Cranert Art Museum. And John Seidel, new director, welcoming again to town, although you've been here for a few months now, and we hope to talk again.
Yeah, it's great. Thanks so much.
Stay with us. Local news is next.